Mesha Rav Zipa. Hoy the fun of Tasha became a Kusmin, she built a Shuam, Shipa, Gethin, Taylor, and Riva. So we have Tasha of different types of Mazainas, and you also have grapes and figs, pomegranates. Here she built a Tasha by meaning Mazainas, but it's also for them. The Rav Mazainas comes before everything else. Afa Gav, the Hanachim in Shiva, even though the other ones are from the Shiva's meaning, the Eul Lavim in Shiva. And some of these Mazonis are not for the Shimon, Shiva. Rahim, Spelt, and Oats are not mentioned before the Tation of Torah, even though they're considered subcategories of Peter and Sariva. The Mike is not a foolish in the Pasuk. Even so, since the Prophet is by Mazonis, they compress. Avagav the Hanukkah and Shiva. The Ulap and Shiva. Kombokim, Kim the Hashidi, Ovid, Minai, Pas, since it's a Choshua thing, that you can make bread out of the Hamish Minidogim, Mavarach Alay and Moitzi, because the Muslim condemns Avgav the Levin Mapas. Even though you didn't make into bread, since the stomach could potentially be bread, the bracha of the Zoinis and these items comes before the Shiva Samina. Mavarach is a Chiddush, they says that the list over here was, you have things made out of the Zoinis, and then you have things that are from grapes, figs, and pomegranates, which are later in the Pasuk. Mavarach says, what about Zaynus, Kenegin, and Aleph. Aleph is the first one after the second Eretz. So, he says that if you have Aleph together with Tasha, which is made of oats, then the Aleph comes first because it's early in the Pasuk. It's the first one, the second grouping. And the Shabbat Shul is a subcategory of Sa'ir, which is the second one, the first one. Lamaisa, Mishra Brubring, very sometimes disagree with that. So, if you want, you can just make life easier, and all the Zaynus comes before the Shem Samina. So now, Mishra Brubring just wants to give a short summary of the halacha. Hamoisi is number one, even if it's from bread that's made of oats, right? By mezainis, if the mezainis is made of wheat, it has a gedima before mezainis made out of barley or oats. And barley has a gedima over the other three of the oats, rye, and stelt. And afterwards comes a bari pri agochen, because it's also a bracha chashuva, it's not a regular bari pri eitz. And after that, Zaysim, because Zaysim is the first one mentioned after the second Oretz. And Tamarim, it's the second one after the second Pasuk. And Hanovim, which is the third one after the first Pasuk. And Tein and Merima, which are the fourth and fifth after the first Eretz. Afterward comes Bari Pri Eitz. We saw the discussion whether there's a Kedima of different prophets, Eitz or Dhamma, but Mr. Brewer is saying, Hanovim and Maitre, you should go on that, with that opinion, that Eitz comes before Adama, Adama calls before Shaco. And all these ones we don't take into account which one you like better. You go by the bracha which is more chashuv or the min which is more chashuv. Yeah. As far as bari pri eitz and bari pri adama, the chatchila make a bari pri eitz, but if you prefer the bari pri adama, it's more chashuv to you, then you make the bracha on the bari pri adama before the bari pri eitz. The both equal, then you go by, if you have an eitz which is one of the shivas amini, you go by that. If you're eating roasted wheat, puffed wheat, so even though it's Adama, but it's early in the Pasuk of Shiva Saminim, before Aleph. Wheat is the first of the first Pasuk, Aleph is the first of the second Pasuk, that's Eretz. So in that case, you go by the one which is early in Shiva Saminim, both Kriya Adama or both Shahako, so you go by the one which is more Choshev, which Al-Minig is, the Chodav is the one which you generally like more. You don't go by right now you want this. Generally like oranges, but today you prefer an apple. Once again, we're eating both of them. If you only want, you make a broth on the one you want to eat. But so you go by the one you generally like. And then Reisha Deisifala. Kol shu ikum imay tzveila. Mavarach al ikum fartis tzveila. Pein bachu fanevah lucha tzachreya. If you're eating something which is the main food that you're eating, and something which is subordinate to that food, you make a broth only on the ikum and not on the tzachreya. Going by my ikum ruv ma tzachreya. Surely this goes by case we have a mixture of two different things. One is Iker and the second is Shazabo comes to be makshrit, they could taste better. Or, if they're both equal, and the two components of the whatever you're eating, but one is a larger quantity, percentage-wise, it's more of one than the other, they go by the road. Yeah, and Mr. Paskin said that if you have a salad that's chopped in pieces, and some of it's part of grace, some of it's part of granola, even though you see each piece independently, but you go by the majority. You look at it as one terrorist. If you have bananas and melons, and you have oranges and apples, you go by the majority. You have some type of candy that's made out of sesame seeds and crushed nuts, you also go by the majority. One of the things that's not kosher to him then even if the majority, you go by the Ikir. But points out that that which you go by the majority is by regular things. You know. We have potatoes and onions, or potatoes and carrots mixed together, or fruit salad. But if one of them is from the chamishas mini dogim, from the five types of grain, as long as it's added to the thing to add flavor to what you're eating, not just to stick it together, then you go by the mezainis, but always consider the most chashuv of the two.